ABC Radio Australia.
The already deeply troubled mining company Nautilus, that had been hoping to become the world's first deep sea miner with its Solwara 1 project off PNG's coast, is sinking into further trouble with an important deadline to secure crucial funding now just days away. It's in dire financial straits, needing some $350 million to get started on its rather controversial mining for copper, silver and gold in the ocean floor, but it has been struggling to secure that finance for some time now. The Canadian company's two largest shareholders have stumped up around $17 million in the interim to fund Nautilus's working capital requirements. Now, the company Nautilus was due to repay the loans this week, but it's been given a last-minute reprieve with the deadline extended by 30 days. But it has still only until Monday to secure an additional $5 million if it's to continue to operate at all. Now, Pacific Beat has been seeking additional comment from Nautilus, but we haven't received a response. In the statement that it gave to the Canadian Stock Exchange, though, it said,
Nautilus must receive the loan or another source of funding on or before January 14, 2019, in order for the Nautilus group of companies to continue operations. There can be no assurances that the company will receive the necessary funding by that date.
Anti-mining campaigners and environmentalists who voice concerns about the effects of deep-sea mining in PNG are watching closely. Among them are the country's former Attorney General, Sir Arnold Armitt.
We are in the campaign, and all of the campaign warriors in PNG are obviously excited that they would go bankrupt.
But he points out there will be implications for the PNG government, which has its own 15% stake in the Solwara 1 project.
The potential, as we were just contemplating when this date was imminent, is the potential liability to the country in our ongoing accumulated body of debts. So it's a double-edged sword for us, whilst if the company inevitably, and that's what we, the campaign people, would like, is to go undersea and become bankrupt, and that will knock out this particular adventure at this point. But of course, they still hold a whole lot of exploration tenements, which is troublesome going forward. This short period of extension for the redemption of this loan that's now due, plus just another week in order to find further finances, really, we would hope, the nail in the coffin for Nautilus here in the Bismarck Sea, Catherine.
So to summarise, really, you think that this perhaps will be a win for the environment, but perhaps not PNG's economy?
Yes. And I think, you know, the price to pay in the long haul for us campaigners and for the protection of our environment, and particularly this mischievous adventure, whatever that 15% might be, or whatever our take towards that possible liability, at the end of the day, you work out what is the price to pay. And if that's what happens for us, and of course the government agencies and the national government of the day may not be entirely pleased with that, but for many of the maritime provinces of this whole country in the north and south east, that's a welcome sign that this adventure that was mischievous to start with, in our view, should so falter now.
Pacific Beat has sought comment from both PNG's mining minister and Kumul Minerals Holdings, which is the company that manages PNG's interests in mineral operations. Neither have responded so far. Last year, Nautilus suffered another blow when it lost the specialised support vessel, a ship that had planned to use for the Solwara 1 project. The company that it had contracted to build it defaulted on a payment. That saw the contract taken over by another company that plans to use the ship, which had basically been completely built. They're going to use it for its own deep-sea mining explorations. But this week, Nautilus has announced that it is trying to reacquire it through a new joint venture company known as the Vessel JV. However, Nautilus has admitted there's great uncertainty on that. In its statement to the Canadian Stock Exchange this week, it said,
There can be no assurances that the company will be able to successfully negotiate definitive agreements in relation to and complete any of the transactions discussed above.
Sir Arnold Armitt says that with other Pacific nations such as Nauru and Cook Islands moving to support seabed mining in their waters, he'd like them to take note of PNG's experience with Nautilus.
This is the classical example of a decision that was, however it was taken and imposed or compelled upon our national leaders at the time, just shows that some of these kind of decisions are better to await, you know, experiments and experiences offshore. This is a classic one of that. There's no example of a model elsewhere of such an investment in the deep sea, and it's happening in all of the South Pacific. This could be a good example that will caution all of our Pacific Island countries to be far more cautious in embarking upon this kind of a venture.